from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Joining us on the River Islands guest line is none other than Rob Nen. Willard and FP Santangelo here with you. Dibs is out. And it's smoke on the water, which I wonder if that ever gets old, first and foremost. Does it? Does it ever get old, Rob?
Never gets old. Brings back great memories of San Francisco.
Perfect. And then our producer, director of sports, Lucas Alexander, is all hot on the idea of calling this segment the Nymph Inning, which I figure you've also probably heard that like a billion times in your life, right?
Heard a billion times. Well, hopefully I hear another billion times.
Okay, yeah. Done. Hey, that doesn't get old either. There it is. Well, here it is, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Nymph Inning with Mr. Smoke on the Water, Rob Nen. How are you, bud?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. Obviously, we're heading into a weekend where it's like the last ever Giants and A's as we know it. How does that hit you?
God, man, it's you know, when you guys asked me to do this thing, that was kind of what you guys were talking about. I was like, oh, my God, I can't believe that. It's kind of coming to an end. It just seems like it's, I don't know, not the right thing, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, this whole thing, and who knows where it's going to go. And do you have any moments that you remember from that series? I was trying to explain to Mark, Rob, I don't think it's that big of a deal to the players. I know that we played those games, and sometimes there was a little more electric atmosphere than normal, but it wasn't like playing the Dodgers or anything. Do you have any memories of some moments during those series?
You know, not one that truly sticks out. It was just, for us, it was just basically a road game that you could stay home and be a part of it. But there was definitely some rivalry a little bit. I mean, everybody, you want to win every game, and every game means something. But I think that just kind of, there was a little bit more to those games. Definitely maybe not quite as much like the Dodgers series, but it definitely meant something to all of us.
I'm trying to remember when interleague play started, because obviously there's a bunch of Giants out there who they sort of had this experience, but it was largely exhibition games. So this started basically right before you got to the Giants. Is that right?
I think so, yeah. I mean, it seems like interleague's been around a long time. So it's been around a little while, I guess.
I mean, was that like, when you think back to the Giants playing the A's, because, yeah, Lucas is saying this all started in 1997, and I know you joined the Giants in 98. Was that... I would imagine the first versions of regular season Giants A's, you were there. So was there kind of a novelty to it at that time?
Yeah, I think so. I think the way they used to do the interleague was a lot better back then. I mean, it was kind of right during the middle of the season. You'd play those games and you'd get them over with, and then you could kind of get back to your division or the East, West, or Central, wherever you weren't in, and get back to that. So I think now with them doing the interleague all year round, you know, I'm not quite as much into that as it used to be the old days. But yeah, I mean, we all look forward to playing those games for sure.
I think the best part is what you mentioned. We got to drive in our cars to the game, to Oakland, play the game and get in our car and drive home. We'd have to stay in a hotel or get on the bus. They had buses, but nobody took them. So we go over to Oakland, play the game, cruise home as fast as we could, Some of us actually race to the ballpark for money, but I won't say that. Like, probably shouldn't say that out loud on the air. All right, enough about the A's Giants. You've been paying attention to the Giants this year. If you could tell Camilo Duvall one thing, being the established closer that you are with a resume unlike most, what would you tell Camilo Duvall right now?
You know, I think he needs to go down and you know, since he's got sent down, is go down there and bust his butt to get himself back up, figure out what he was doing wrong, and whether that was getting behind, you know, behind in the count, whether it was giving up too many hits, or whether it was just the mental side of the closing part. I mean, listen, that guy's got great stuff. He's going to be back to the big league sooner than later, and he's going to dominate when he comes back. And this might just be a little eye-opening experience for him to, like, hey, listen, you know what? It's time to turn around, time to be the dominant closer and be the guy that he was last year and the guy that he should be for the next 10 or 15 years.
Did you ever have a year where the stuff just wasn't there, it wasn't coming out, and you had to just fight and scrap and claw and make adjustments on the fly all season long?
You know, yeah. If you go back and look at my years, I think it was the even years. That was the years, actually the odd years maybe, that were bad for me. And it seemed like every other year wasn't quite as good as the year before. So, yeah, I mean, you have struggles every year. And it's a kind of a momentum thing. Is once you kind of get in that struggle mode, it kind of keeps going. You still may be getting people out. You still may be getting the job done, but it may not be quite as crisp and clean as it should be. So for me, there was always kind of a little lull in there that I kind of struggled. And, you know, you just, one of those things you have to work through, and you really have to realize that, you know, you're going to go out and there's going to be days you're going to go out and get work and give some runs. And there's days that you're going to go out and save ball games that you're not going to give up anything. So, there's a lot of things that factor in on your ERA and your wins and all that stuff. But the main thing is, as long as you get your saves ratio and all that stuff down, you know, that's your job. Your job is to go out and save games, not to have a greater ERA.
Rob Nen joining us on 95.7 The Game. Rob, I wonder your perspective on this. It's been well documented that Duvall sort of expressed to the Giants, I'm not comfortable coming in a non-save situation. Is that a fair thing for a closer to say to his team?
No. You know, for me, it was, you know, I was pitching, I was getting paid every day. So for me, if they wanted me to pitch, that was what the deal was. And so for me to go out there to pitch in a game, now listen, if the game's out of control one way or another, and I had pitched 2 or 3 days in a row, you know, let's say I'd pitched, you know, 3 or 4 days in a row or whatever the case may be, and we were up by 5 runs, you know, maybe I needed a break that day, and that was a day to get a break. But for the most part, I always like to try to be in a game every third day if I didn't pitch. So there was days I went out there looking to get some work done. But with that point being said, I would never have told them that, you know, I don't want to come in those games. I want to come in and just save games. You know, for him to do something like that, it's I'm not sure why he's saying it or what the you know, what sense it makes, but you know, you're there to pitch, you're there to get people out, you're there to finish a game. And if your manager, you know, if you haven't pitched a lot and your manager says, hey, you know, you haven't been in the game in 2 or 3, 4 days, you know, let's get you a five run lead game and just get you some work and get it done. So Dusty handed me the ball, and I went out and pitched.
Yeah, we're talking to a guy that gave his right arm for the San Francisco Giants to win a World Series.
Yep.
I mean, so he's going to take the ball. Rob, we used to joke on the back of the plane. You remember that? We're drinking beers, and I'm like, you're leading the National League in 4-run lead saves. Dusty believed that a 4-run lead was the same as a 3-run lead, and you were going, you would be up. I ask you this all the time, and we've talked about it on the air before. You would be up in the bullpen, and the Giants would have a 3-run lead as a save opportunity, and I'd say, were you rooting for me to make an out there with a runner in scoring position? So that 4th run came in, I screwed up your save in the bottom of the 8th, and you're like, no. But like, Rob, like Dusty believed that 4-run lead was the same as a 3-run lead, so he used Nenner all the time.
Sure.
I mean, that's why his arm fell off. Like, he'd take the ball, he'd go in there all the time. He's a gamer. When he didn't have his A stuff, he's still going to compete. And if I'm being honest on the air, and I don't know a whole lot about Camilo Duvall because I don't sit with him on the back of the plane like I did with Nenner, like, that's the separator to me from good closer to great closer. It's on the days when you don't have your A stuff, when you don't know where it's going, slider's spinning out of your hand, velocity's 96 instead of 99. Like, those are the days when you just, here, I'm just going to compete. I'm going to do my toe tap. I'm coming right at you. And that's what Rob Nen represented. It was more than just the smoke on the water and here comes this badass out of the bullpen to save a game. He could beat you on his worst days, and I think that's something that Camilo Duvall has to learn.
Well, I think you got to realize that a 300 hitter is going to get out seven out of 10 times, right? So you got to realize that, yeah, for those three times, he's going to get hits, but you're hoping you're going to catch those seven. Even if you don't have your best stuff, you still should be able to go out there and get people out with not having your great stuff and not having your best stuff. And I think that's the one thing that kind of gets lost in pitchers this nowadays is that, you know, they start taking guys out late in the game, starters wise, and because maybe they're losing their stuff a little bit. But with that being said, we all went through dead arms two and three times a year. So we still had to pitch those days. We still had to figure out how to get guys out. And if you look, like you say, if you look at stats, I mean, 7 out of 10 times, I'm going to get you out, FB. The other three times you're going to get, you're going to get hit. So the odds are in our favor to go out and have you hit an absolute bullet to the first baseman and get out. Well, there's an out. So we have to realize that he has to realize that he still can get guys out with not as great stuff. He just has to learn how to pitch and learn how to take the good with the bad.
Rob, I don't know if you could hear him because he whispered it, but you said, hey, seven times I'm going to get you out. Three times you're going to get a hit. FP actually said, no, two. Two times he's going to get a hit.
Well, listen, FP was a great player. He was fun. He was tough, always tough, when I faced him to try to get him out and all that stuff because he was patient. And, he'd go the other way. He'd bunt. He'd hit bullets the gap. He did everything. And that's, for me, those were the tough guys. I'd rather face McGuire that I know that I can, I'm going to get him out. He's going to hit a home run. The guys like FP, they're just going to kind of nibble and hit bullets the other way, flare one over third base. Jam it over second base, bullet up the middle, whatever it is. So for me, those were the tough guys. And, he was willing to take a walk and do everything. So, but with that being said, we still got to go out and get people out when we don't have the best stuff. And I think that's the whole premises of what we're talking about is like, Duvall just got to figure out, I don't have my 80, 99, 100, whatever it is, but I can still get people out.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Because 7 out of 10 times they're going to get themselves out.
I was in West Palm Beach as a West Palm Beach Expo in the Florida State League in 1990. And there was this pitcher for the Port Charlotte Rangers that we heard through over 100 miles an hour. And his name was Rob Nen. He was a starting pitcher. That was the first time I ever faced triple-digit velocity, the guy we're talking to right now. I was 22. He was 21. We were just coming up, this big prospect for the Rangers, starting pitcher, throwing 100. I remember on the on-deck circle, Chris Pollock, who pitched at Florida State, back in the day, the starting pitchers used to sit in the stands with a speed gun. And I'm on deck, and Nenner's pitching. And I look at him and he goes 102 with his fingers. I'm like, oh my God, I'm an on deck. I got to face 102. So he owned me in A ball. And then fast forward to when he's a Marlin winning World Series and he's in Florida and he does that toe tap thing and I'm doing the three toe taps back and he's still, I'm like, how am I out in front of 101? Because when he taps, I'm striding, I'm pulling it foul. He owned me the whole, so now fast forward to the end of my career, I'm a Dodger, I'm hitting below 200. Dave Hanson, the best pinch hitter all of baseball. He owned Rob, like one of the only guys that could hit and enter. Like Dave Hanson, he had success. I'm like, what are you seeing off this guy, dude? And he's like, don't stride when he toe taps. Like, just stay back. And just when he taps, that's when you go back. Don't go forward with your stride. And the only hit I ever got off Rob Nen was that day as a Dodger at the ballpark down here in the corner of 3rd and King after Dave Hanson told me this. And I got a line drive up the middle. I'm like, finally, why didn't somebody tell me that 15 years ago in A-ball with the toe tap thing?
Okay, do the two of you, because Grandy just whispered it to me, did the two of you know what your major league stats against Rob Nen? Do you guys know what they are?
No, I'm probably like 1 for 20 or something.
1 for 20? Rob, what would you guess?
I don't even know. I couldn't even tell you.
How many times do you think he struck you out?
Every time?
the internet says that you were 1 for 8 with 2 strikeouts and a walk.
All right.
FD?
That's not bad. I'm kind of proud of that. That got a hit off one of the greatest closers of all time.
But when Rob said you'd get 3 hits and you said you'd get 2, the actual answer is 1. That's 1.
Yes, it is. Well, I still have 2 more at-bats. Yeah,
that's 1 for 8. You do. You have 2 more at-bats.
I probably would have went 1 for 2.
The chances are you're going to get out in both of those at-bats.
That's funny. That's funny.
Hey, Rob, when we talk to people who kind of are your guys, all of our age brackets, some of them have a hard time, like, enjoying the game today. Do you still like the game?
You know, I love the game.
Long
the game
pause. There was a long pause, dude.
I could hit a ball through that gap, Rob.
I don't like the way the game is played or with the analytics. I think the analytics is definitely a part of the game. I don't think it should be everything in the game. And I think the way the game is going, it's definitely changing. Whether it's good or bad, you know, it's passed me by. So it's a different generation for me. But for me, I love the old school where you can take a guy out at second or short, take a guy at home plate, throw into a guy and you know, just play the game the way it was supposed to be. You know, you look at the old days with Marichal and all these guys throwing up and in and knocking guys down. Guys would take guys out at second base. And for me, that's the way the game's supposed to be played. It's supposed to be hard-nosed. Dirty, not dirty as far as like plays wise. I'm saying, you know, diving for balls and going to second, taking guys out, and just and playing the game that we grew up playing. And so for me, it's hard to watch the game now. The game's passed me by, so it's I'm different generation, but it's just that's just the way I like it.
Yeah, I mean, you were a gamer through and through. If Rob was a position player, he would have run over catchers. He would have broke up double plays.
Yep.
He would have gotten brawls all the time. How's Jendy doing? How are the girls? How's everything going?
They're good, dude. They're good. We just had one get married this summer, which is nice, and one graduate from college, which is nice, and now we're just trying to keep going and stay healthy and do everything right.
Well, you look good, dude. I mean, you haven't aged a bit. Every time I see you on Instagram, I'm like, he's still handsome as ever. Looks, I mean, he's like Benjamin Button. He's like Barry. He's going the other way, dude. He's getting younger every year.
Yeah.
I love Rob's answer, but how are the kids? He's like, well, I don't have to pay for 2 of them anymore. So they're great. They're doing great.
Yeah. Exactly.
Rob, thanks, man. Fun to talk to you.
Anytime, guys. I appreciate it. Thanks.
Thanks, okay. Dude.
There goes Rob Nen.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.